Let's take a look at a fascinating nugget of the Gemara. All right, so a small, juicy nugget. This little Gemara is what we call Ma'at HaKamas Rav HaEchas. Small in size, quantitatively small, qualitatively vast. Gufa. Here at the bottom, Samach Vav Amar Al. As I mentioned, the Gemara goes on, almost all the real estate that the Talmud Bavli spends in Sefira Sa'omer is focused on figuring out different sources in Psukim to indicate what we discussed at the beginning of the morning, that Machras HaShabbos means the day after the first day of Yontif Pesach, not necessarily the day after Shabbos Bereishis, the day after Saturday. It doesn't have to be Sunday. As an aside, that Tzedukim did make that mistake. The Tzedukim did read the Psukim literally with their own interpretation, that Kitziras HaOmer has to be Sunday, and therefore Shavuos would always be a Sunday. And that's why the Mishnayos tells in Rosh Hashanah that the Tzedukim, during the latter half of the Bayesheni period, were interested in manipulating the calendar so that it would fall out the way it happened to fall out this year. With Rosh Chodesh Nisan and therefore the first day of Pesach on Shabbos, so that they would get their Kitziras HaOmer and Karban HaOmer and Sefiras HaOmer on Sunday. And that's why ultimately, that's the original root of all of our Sfeikat Yoma. Because like Mishnayos say, at the beginning of the Bayesheni period, they used torch signals, which are incredibly efficient. You could send information, it travels almost at the speed of light. Within a couple of minutes, maybe a couple of hours, information traveled hundreds of miles from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, to Turkey, to probably all around the Mediterranean. But Mishakilku Haminim, there was a problem. That the problem with this, with the torch signals, they're incredibly efficient, but they're not verifiable. You can tell from 30 miles away who's staying on the next mountaintop. Is it actually the Shliach Beis Din, or is this a rogue symbol, a rogue signal that was sent out by the Kusim because they're trying to manipulate the Chadashim? So that's why they had to shift to the verifiable but far slower system of sending physical human messengers from Yerushalayim on horseback, on camelback, whatever it was, which is why we have, now it's not a matter of minutes to get the information to travel hundreds of miles. Now it's a matter of days and weeks, which is why we have the Sfeikat Yoma. So that all goes back to this issue. It all goes back to the sugya, the Merchas HaShabbos, the misunderstanding of the Kusim, the misunderstanding of the Tzedukim, rather, and the Tzedukim trying to push their opinion. There are times we know from Megillas Tanis when they actually wrested political control of the Beis HaMikdash from the Prushim. They were actually running the show. And then when they weren't running the show, they tried in an underhanded way to maneuver the calendar, manipulate the calendar, so they would fall out, so that the Karban HaOmer would still be their definition of Machras HaShabbos. We reject that thoroughly. That's a Perish HaMakubal. That's part of what we have, a Masora Misinai. Rambam points out that whenever you have a Gemara like this one, where you have everyone has the same conclusion, but the Machlokis says, what's the source in Psukim for that conclusion, which is sort of inverted Shak V'Tayyar. Rambam says that's a hallmark of a Perish HaMakubal. It's one of those rare cases where the conclusion is already known, because now we have a Masorah trying to figure out what are the sources in Psukim that indicate, in this case, that Machras HaShabbos means Tes Zayin Nisan has nothing to do with the day of the week. So that's the bulk of the sugya here in Menachos. The sixth parak of Menachos is all about Karban HaOmer. This Mishnah is about the timing of Ktziras HaOmer, Sefiras HaOmer. Then you have the last couple of lines is the Gemara's discussion about the... Try that again. Last couple lines is the Gemara's discussion about the actual act of Sefiras HaOmer. Gufa, Omer Abaye. Here we are, 3.5 lines before the Mishnah, the bottom of Samach Vav Amar Al V'Menachos. Gufa, Omer Abaye. Abaye says that what? Mitzvah Mimne Yome, Mitzvah Mimne Shavui. Is a mitzvah count the days, is a mitzvah count the weeks. You saw it in the Psukim and Chumash, two parashas of Sefiras HaOmer. One talks about Tisbru Chamishim Yom, the other one says Shiva Shavuot Tisparlach. You have a mitzvah to count days, a mitzvah to count weeks. A couple of generations later, the members of Rav Ashi's Beis Medrash followed Abaye's Psach. They counted days and weeks. However, a Meimar, another one of the later Amoraim, Mani Yomi V'lo Mani Shavui. A Meimar disagreed with Abaye and Rabban de Rav Ashi. He only counted the days. Why? I Psukim and Chumash. So the answer is, Psukim and Chumash are not relevant because they chel mikdashu. Because Sfiras HaOmer is what is Zeichel HaMikdash. And therefore, that's the first. There are many things that should strike me with this Gemara. The first one is, well, how the answer the question. How does it explain anything? It's very nice. Zeichel HaMikdash. So, why is there Zeichel HaMikdash? And it's because Zeichel HaMikdash, therefore, what does that do for me? So Rashi already says, if it's Zeichel HaMikdash, Rashi explains, it's a Zeichel HaMikdash. The last Rashi before the Mishnah. The Haleka Omer. Now that there's no carbon Omer. It's a Zeichel Mikdash bi Almahu. Hilkach bi Yom Yisagi. A very, very dense Rashi. No one Rashi explained to us that's not the Raisa because there's no carbon Omer. And the Pasuk says, Rashi is implying, is that the Chumash says, you have to count for your Omer. Yom Aviachem is Omer Atanufa. So you count Sfiras HaOmer from the day that you bring the carbon omer. So if you don't bring carbon omer, then there's no Sfiras HaOmer. So Bizman is there is no Sfiras, mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer min HaTorah. The last time, a Meimar is telling us the last time a kind of mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer would have been before the Churban Bayis Sheni. And ever since then, min HaTorah does not apply whatsoever. But, so then why do we count Sfiras HaOmer at all? And it says, no, but there's a mitzvah Drabana Sfiras HaOmer, Zecher. That should be familiar to us from the beginning of the fourth parak of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. And you have the Mishnah mentioned some of the Gemara references the more. Takanas of Yochanan ben Zakkai. Yochanan ben Zakkai was the Nasi who oversaw Kalal Yisrael's transition from living with the Beis HaMikdash to living without the Beis HaMikdash. He's the one we know from Gittin. He's the one who attempted to negotiate with Vespasian. And he's the Nasi after Churban Bayis. He's the one who tells Vespasian we need... You take Yerushalayim to give us Yavne and ensures the continuity of Kal Yisrael by ensuring the continuity of the Sanhedrin and of Talmud Torah. And when they come to Yavne, he makes a series of takanas to help Kal Yisrael figure out how to keep halakha post Korban. Several of which were Zecher Lemikdash. And the Gemara there, at the beginning of the fourth paragraph of Rosh Hashanah, tells us, based on the Pasuk Yom Yavu, I believe, that Tzion hi Dorish Einla. Navi complains that no one is Dorish Tzion. No one seems to be showing a lot of interest in Tzion. And McLeod the Bayadrisha. The Gemara says, obviously, the implication is you should be Dorish Tzion. And by the way, you're Dorish Tzion. By the way, you show your interest in Tzion is by attempting to replicate the mitzvahs of Mikdash even when you have no Mikdash. So, for instance, that's why we take Lulav and Chol Hamoed at Zeichel Mikdash. The Chumash says, a Lulav, all of the world is only on Yom Tov. Is a special mitzvah. Only in the Beis HaMikdash. Only when we look at Hashem. Discussion what Beis HaMikdash means. It means the whole Old Tzim Yerushalayim. Don't mean in the Azara. Whatever it is, taking Lulav and Chol Hamoed in Bergenfield or in Wesley Hills is or in Elizabeth or in Edison or Highland Park. Any of those are any other locations not the name. Those are certainly only Drabban Benat Torah, the mitzvah of Lukatacham Yavarishon. Only Yom Tov. Chol Hamoed is Drabban. Chol Hamoed is not. Chol Hamoed Benat Torah only applies to Hashem. Why do we do it? So the Mishnah says, that was Takana Sviyachim and Zaka. A special Takana, Luv Nintel Kol Shiva, that's a Takana Drabban and Zechel Mikdash. So Ameimar says, Sviyas HaOmer also, Zechel Mikdash. Min HaTorah Sfiras HaOmer lapsed after the last time he brought a carbon omer, which goes back almost 2,000 years, maybe more. I don't know what's going on at the end. But once they no longer had a carbon omer, no longer any Sfiras HaOmer. I would count these Sfiras HaOmer. And there he says, yeah, that's the one Drabanan. That's the Drabanan Zeich HaMikdash. I mean, that Zeich HaMikdash is two words, which is a footnote to that whole sugya beginning of the fourth paragraph.
So
that's half of it. Okay, so Rashi told us there's no Omer, an implication being the Omer is the Mechayev of Sfiras HaOmer. So then the question is, so therefore, Yomi not Shavui? So Rashi says, well, it's a Zeichel Mikdash be Alma, which means it's just a Zeichel Mikdash. Just a Zeichel Mikdash. It's merely a Zeichel Mikdash. Zeichel Mikdash be Alma. So that sounds like not Mechoyev to count the days. Who I have to count the weeks for? So Pashtus. Pashtus, what that means is if you only make it, if the goal is not to Mekayim Sfiras Omer, the goal is to Mekayim Drishas Tzion. So if I do something that's alone once, it didn't make something, it doesn't have to be exactly the same. Like we spoke about Chanukah time, it could be Neres Chanukah Zeichel Mikdash. You're not doing exactly what you did in Beis HaMikdash. That's fine, you make a Zeichel Mikdash. It sounds like what Rashi is saying is just a Zeichel Mikdash, so do half it. Just count the days. Well, it's still a little bit puzzling. Not so hard to count days and weeks. It doesn't require such an incredible grasp of advanced mathematics to count both days and weeks. It doesn't take that much time to count both days and weeks. You tell me, everyone's mechuyev to light seven neiros every night of Hanukkah, Zeichel HaMikdash. That's asking for a lot. Olive oil is expensive, and there are other costs involved, and there's a concern about making a Dugmas Menorah Mikdash. But here, well, what's the big deal? You'll say count days and weeks. We all do it. So why Zeichel Mikdash means Jadavka Sheva Dem? So that's somewhat difficult. The Chizkuni, maybe the Chinuch say, maybe a different, maybe if you understand that the counting days was a Mitzchobas HaYachin, the counting weeks is a Chobas HaTzibur, about the Luach, maybe that's why it's a little bit difficult, yeah. Is it on the list? I do not remember that it is. Do we have the full list? That's the list of all the Takanos in Zaken. It could also be that not every Zeichel HaMikdash was Niskan by Yochanan Zakkai. It could be that this was the next generation. Maybe Rav Gamliel is Misakonis. It's hard to know. The Zeichel HaMikdash question is who is Misakonis?
How can they have machlokas about that?
So how can they have machlokas about that? That's a good question. So again, we're looking at the Gemara. Some of the Gemara says, a member says only 10 days, not weeks, Zeichel HaMikdash. Someone says Zeichel HaMikdash means, Zeichel HaMikdash means it's not the Raisa because in the Torah it's only the Mechayev of Sfira is carbon. No carbon, no Sfira. It's all drop button. Once it's drop button, so then we shave it down. Balamara adds a little more. It could be that the Zeichel HaMikdash, that we dafka want to shave it down. Okay, maybe we dafka want to make clear just the Zeichel HaMikdash. The question is, what David's taking us to is, what are the other Amoraim hold? What are the other Amoraim hold? Yeah, what do you say? Yeah? Well, you say something about that? Gevaldik. Right? What are the other Amoraim hold? That's a good question. Do the other Amoraim also agree that it's a Zeichel HaMikdash, or they're disagreeing fundamentally on that point? And who says what? Who says what? Yeah, I know.
I think the Mishnah said that Rashi would hold that they all hold the Zeichel HaMikdash, and the Rama holds that.
Good. Go back even earlier. Who do you see directly? Which Rishon do you see directly who indicates that everyone thinks it's Zeichel HaMikdash? Clearly? Tosis, right? Tosis says right away. Tosis says, oh, since it's Drabanan, so therefore Tosis thinks you could count during any time after Shkia. Tosis says, you daven mincha ma'ariv. And you finish Ma'ariv, depends how long your Ma'ariv is. Depends how long the Dvar Torah is between Mincha Ma'ariv. It depends how long Ma'ariv goes for. But if everything's short enough, you finish Ma'ariv and it's still before Teis HaKochavim, it's during the Bein HaShemashos, the time which is Safek Yom, Safek Laila, from sunset until it gets dark. So it's after sunset, but it's still light outside. It's before Teis HaKochavim, and Safek Yom, Safek Laila. Tosis says, oh, it's really, it's a Safek. Tosis says, at the beginning of the long Tosis, You can count, you can make a bracha, interesting language, it sounds almost Yiddish. You could make the bracha, not yachal lispar, yachal levarach. You could bench sphere simer. It's an interesting nusach. Tosa says, b'safik hashecha, yachal levarach, during ben hashmashas, when safik yom, safik ayah, you could count sphere simer with a bracha, and sarach lahamtin dat shei vaday layla. You don't have to wait until after seisak rochavim, when it's done for night. Why? Because it's a sveika drabanim. Because it's only Drabbanan, and now many later Rishonim and Achronim get very worked up about this Tosis. Since when we, as Ron already says, since when we go out of our way to machnas ourselves into Saf Drabbanan, you fell into a Safik. So then sometimes you can say Saf Drabbanan Lakula. But to enter into that situation, to choose to count Seir Sa'omer during Ben Hashmashas, that's very, very surprising. Point remains that Tosis is clearly assuming that what? That Sfira Sa'omer is Drabbanan, even though Tosis was not assuming that we only count days and not weeks. So Tosis, well, what does that tell me? That tells me that Tosis thinks that the what's in the Kudas HaMachlokes Tina Amemar versus Adam Ram, it's a small machlokes. Since everyone agrees that Zeichel Mikdash, everyone agrees that Sfira Sa'omer says only Drabbanan, but the question is, very nice is Drabbanan, but does that mean that you should leave out the weeks? As we were saying before, that second step that Maimer makes is a difficult one. Just because it's Drabbanan, therefore you should not go out of your way to leave out the weeks? It's not so hard to count the weeks. So according to Tosis, that's the machlokes Amaram. Yes, of course, everyone agrees it's Drabbanan. The question is, does that therefore yield you should leave out the weeks? Or no, we should count the days and weeks, me Drabbanan. But the Rambam might disagree. Rambam is interesting. The Kesef Mishnah certainly thinks Rambam disagrees. The Kesef Mishnah says, you read the Rambam, he does seem pretty clear. Simple reading the Rambam absolutely disagrees with the Tosafot. Let's take a look. Mitzvah Saseh, to end the Parak Zayin of Tamidim Umusafi. But let's, for now, ignore context. Mitzvah Saseh, l'spar shavash habasos tamimos. A mitzvah to count 7 whole weeks, miyom havas haomer, usarata lechem rachos ha-shabbos. Mitzvah to count the days with the weeks. Tisbur chamishim yom. Interesting. He presents it primarily as a mitzvah of counting weeks. You also count the days. Fascinating. Umitchilas hayom monim. Ideally, you want to count the beginning of the day. That's how you count balayla, shachach lama balayla, mona bayom, etc., etc. Halachachav gimel. Ideally, you should count during the day, at night. Ideally, you should count standing, but neither one is ma'akev. Yotze if you count during the day. Yotze if you count sitting. Mitzvah zu, halacha chav dalad. I'll call ish mi Yisrael, every Jewish man. It's a mitzvah seishas ran grama. Women are not chayavos. Uvechol makom, uvechol zman. Every place, every time. Nosh avad nebetur misfir asom. Sounds pretty. And then it says, you make a bracha, al sfir asom, omer, and then you count. So it sounds pretty clear. I think he calls it what? Sfira Sa'omer Zman as that is? Taraisa, right? That's what Kesef Mishnah says. Rambam said quite clearly. Das Rabbeinu, af b'zman hazeh, he mitzvah min ha-Torah. And it goes on to point out the, as you mentioned before, goes on to point out our sugya, and to say that it's really a machlokas Rashi and Rambam, or Tosis and Rambam, what are the other Amoram arguing? What's in the Kudus? Rishonim are arguing over what's in the Kudus of machlokas. Rishonim are arguing how fundamental is the machlokas. And the Rambam, who appears to say that Sfira Sa'omer Zman says min ha-Torah, he says that what? That the machlokas is it true? Zeichel Mikdash. Amema argues the Zeichel Mikdash. That's one of his premises. And for the Rambam, that's only Amema. We hold, no, Sfira Sa'omer is Daraisa. That's why we count days and weeks. While Tosfos, Rashi, say, no, everyone agrees Sfira Sa'omer Zman says Rabbanan. But the question is, should that, it's step two, which is the machlokas, should that yield only counting days? Should that yield counting days and weeks? Okay, if you, that's how the Kesef Mishnah read the Rambam. That's how the Ran appears to read the Rambam. I think the Radvaz disagrees. Kesef Mishnah right here says clearly, Mashakasa, b'chalmakum chalzman, das Rabbeinu, Rambam holds, Shafiz Ma'azah, he mitzvah min ha-Torah. If it's Sfira Sa'omer Zman is Ma'azah, even Ma'azah. I think the Radvaz is a different approach. which I don't want to get very involved in. You should notice a problem with saying that the Rambam is thinks for Yisrael Mazman says Daraisa. There's a problem with that. A glaring problem. You don't have to get very far down the page to notice it. As a matter of fact, you don't have to get to the second line of the page to notice it. The problem is, yeah, the Rambam is the master organizer. The Rambam is the one for whom location is key. Location is king. And if Shir HaSa'omer is just an independent mitzvah of Pesach, then you shouldn't have put it in Sefer Avodah and Hilchas Tamid and Musafin following on the heels of the mitzvah of Korban HaOmer. The Rif, by the way, as you saw, puts Sfir HaOmer where? At the end of Maseches Pesachim. Now why? Because the Rif only wrote things which Shalach HaMaisa was one of that. He didn't write on Menachos, except for those chunks that have to do with Tzitzis and Tefillin and so forth. So the Halachas of Sfir HaOmer and Chadash, they come up on Pesach, so he sticks them at the end of Maseches Pesachim. After you have the Seder, the next night is Sfir HaOmer. The Rambam had right on everything. The question is, that's very nice, but if it's independent of the carbon, so he shouldn't have put it next to the carbon. So it is surprising. And in fact, the Radvaz, if you read the Radvaz slowly and carefully, it could be he thinks, even the Rambam thinks this for your Somer Zazaz as Rabbanon. It's as the Rambam said, Miyom Hava Somer. But as they say in the name of Reb Chaim, they thought the answer to the question is, that's fierce omuzan says daraisa to the usual approach to Rambam, like the case of Mishnah. Says omuzan says daraisa, but it's not that it's a mitzvah of the second day of Pesach. It is a mitzvah that has to do with the Korban HaOmer. It's just that for the Rambam, fierce omer applies whether you actually bring the Korban HaOmer or not. Fierce omer is the day that you're mechayiv to bring the Korban HaOmer. It's the mechayiv for the Rambam. The mechayiv of Sfiras Omer is not the actual kiyum ha-mitzvah of Havas Omer. It's the chiyuv of Havas Omer. The day that, well, once I'm chayiv to cut the Omer, that in turn generates a secondary chiyuv of Sfiras Omer. Okay, so that's just getting your feet wet in the Gemara of Sfiras Omer. Is again a machlokas amoram whether to count days and weeks or just days. It's clear that the Amemer who said you count days held a Sfiras Omer is Rabbanon. What's not clear is what the other Amoram hold, and that becomes Machlokas HaRishonim. Does everyone agree Sfiras Omer is Bizman Zed Rabbanon? They're just disagreeing over the details of implementation, days or days and weeks. Or you say, no, it's a fundamental Machlokas whether Sfiras Omer is Bizman Zed Rabbanon. Does it depend on Havas HaOmer or not? We usually assume Sfiras Omer is Bizman Zed Rabbanon. Nafkamina for Safik. Nafkamina for should you say the L'Shem Yichud beforehand? L'Shem Yichud says that you're doing in Kakasa B'Torah. So that's L'Shem Yichud seems to be assuming, like the Rambam there, it's a real mitzvah d'oraisa. Rov Rishonim hold the Sfiras Omer Zman Zeh is Rabbanan. So that's just this is getting your feet wet. It's just to be familiar with the Gemara. Then we come to the Bahag. What does the Bahag say? What does the Bahag say? What's the Bahag at the end of Tosus? Some of you looked up inside. The Halachas Gedolos is one of the early Sifri Halacha written by the Gaonim. There's a whole series of Sifri Halacha, Kitsurim of the Gemara, bridge versions of the Gemara, to try to focus on Halacha Maisa, written by different Gaonim. There was the Halachas Gedolos and the Halachas Ketuos, and they led to a whole series of such Sifri Halacha, which culminated in the Rif and the Rambam. The Rif, the Hilchos Halfasi, the Rif, sort of the crown of that whole series, and then the Rambam sort of took that whole tradition and gave his own twist to it in the way he redid that idea of presenting the abridged version, the Halacha Lamasa, that emerges from the Gemara. So one of the early such Sifri Gaonim is the Halachas Gedolos. The Behag, Beze Gimel, is the Baal Halachas Gedolos, as in the Gaon who wrote the Halachas Gedolos. So what's the sheet of the Bahag, the Tosas and the Rush, the Rhine Ever quotes? Avi?
That once you miss a day,
right. And then thank you for formulating precisely. Once you miss a day, you're out. Bahag does not say once you miss a day, you can't without a bracha. That's what we say. Because we, Iker, don't hold like the Bahag, yeah? Does it? Really? Can I take a look? You have it here? Oh, so we got to take a look. That's what he attributes to the Bahag, or that's what he's saying, Halacha Lamaisa? Really? Fascinating. So we'll have to take a look. That's very fascinating. The guys who looked in the Bahag inside, what did he say? Something?
He seems to have been saying something different.
Something different than this?
Yeah, unless, like, there's not going to be or
something. Okay, so let's go step by step. Good. So the Tosis of Menachah says, O Pasal Balach Gedolos, Im Hifsik Yom Echad Velo Safar, Shuv Eno Sofer. Can't count at all. Why? Mishum Debaya Tamimos. Because the Pasuk says, Sheva Shabbasos Tamimos Tiyena. You need something whole, and this is not whole. The Tema Gedolahu Velo Yitachin. And that is shocking and is untenable. Tosis is so upset at the Bahag, he refuses to even. Right, he won't tell you why he thinks it's shver. He's like he's choking, tells how close, like choking on it, like, ah, that's absurd. That can't be. Who does tell us what the problem, what Tosis' problem was?
The
Rash already says that the Reed didn't like it. Right, the Rash also quotes the Bahag is saying in Shuvein or Sofer, and what did the Reed not like? Why was the Reed bothered by the Bahag? What's wrong with the Bahag? Why can't it be? You missed a night, you're out. Yeah, what was wrong? If I have a night of Sefer Mitzvah, this sounds like Atzas Yetzirah. This doesn't sound very religious. I mean, if yesterday a guy fell one day, he didn't daven, he was tired, he was in a bad mood, he didn't go out to daven Ma'ariv and Shul. So therefore, he said, okay, shine. You missed one night of Meyer and Shul, no more Meyer for you. Really? It doesn't sound very religious. That is what the Eitz Sahara tells you. Asase Eitz Sahara is, you think you're going to, now you're going to be so firm and dive Meyer. You didn't dive Meyer last night. Who do you think you are? You're being inconsistent. That's Asase Eitz Sahara. That's absurd. So you made one bad investment yesterday, so now you should throw all your money, flush all your money away? Really? If you lost focus for a moment when you were driving, and you got into a fender bender, so now you bented up the back right corner of your car. So now you should bend, do it to the back left to make it even.
Right.
I hope you guys don't deny yet have your license, and there's yet hope that you will learn better driving practices. All of this, including that last comment, is atzas yetzirah. You made a mistake, so we believe in tshuva, so do better next time. So that's what the Re is saying. What's Bach saying? You messed up the mitzvah last night, so don't do the mitzvah tonight? What do you mean? Every night is a separate mitzvah. So you messed up. You missed last night's mitzvah, so tonight's mitzvah, adrapa. You should have added zrizos. And make sure tonight you don't make the same mistake you made last night. Last night, yesterday, you missed the Sefirah Sa'ar. Better make sure the Chap right now. And the implication of the Re, obviously, is that he thinks the Bahag is saying what? Right. The Bahag seems to think it's one big mitzvah. That's how the Bahag understood Tamimos. It's one big mitzvah. So it's like a lulav and esrog. If you don't have a lulav, you're not going to makayim anything by picking up an esrog. You have tefillin with three parshios. You're not makayim anything. You're missing one of the key elements of the mitzvah. There's a whole list in Mishnayos and Menachos of situations where you have a mitzvah with multiple parts. Sometimes Mishnah says sometimes you have cases where they're separate and you can makayim one without the other. Shal Yad, Shal Rosh are two separate mitzvahs. If you only have one, or Rahman, some person only has a head but doesn't have arms, or only has one of the two tefillin. So you makayim one without the other, but the Mishnah says there are other cases where all the parts of a single mitzvah are ma'akev one another. The lulav without esrog, esrog without lulav, a kriyash and tefillin that's missing one of the parshas, you're not makayim anything because they're all ma'akvin zez. It's one mitzvah with multiple parts, all of which are critical. So the Bahag, that's what the Re is employing. The Rush quoting the Re is employing. The Bahag is saying it's one big mitzvah. Well, we missed those 49 parts. So once you miss one part, and it's irreparable, So because now time, I missed the entire day. So now I missed the night and the day, so it's irreparable. So shayt. So now there's nothing to do. It's like I don't have lulav. I don't have lulav. Don't bother picking up the esrog. So I missed part number 28 as a mitzvah, because I didn't count 28. So there's no point in counting 29, because I'm out. Yeah.
I would say you make one bracha at the beginning.
Yes, yeah, so, good. So that's the Prima Gadim's Kasha. Prima Gadim's Kasha, you saw the Shulchan Aruch says what we do, which is we're machmer for the Bahag. We're not making like the Bahag. Shulchan Aruch says in Tav Pei Tes. Tav Pei Tes in Aruch Chaim is the one and only simon about everything everyone wants to know about Sefiras Omer. It's a simon Tav Pei Tes. The Sifches, the Shulchan Aruch says, if you missed a day, a whole day, a night and a day, so then you should continue canting, but without a bracha. Why? Because Rovi showed him a whole, not like the Bahag. Tosis couldn't even bring himself to tell you why the Bahag is wrong, because he's so wrong. Other Rishonim tell you why the Bahag is wrong. Rovi Rishonim don't hold like the Bahag, so that's why we don't stop counting, but Mishum, we take the Bahag's Shita into consideration to at least consider it to be a Safik Bracha. Let's say at least a Misafik. Misafik, you're gonna count, because Rov Yishom holds you should count. Rov Yishom Tosis would have said, count with a bracha. The same as if I didn't shake lulav on the second day of Chol Hamoed Sukkos, I'm going to shake lulav on the third day of Chol Hamoed Sukkos with a bracha, for sure. But Mishum, but the Bahag would say, you're not Yotze anything when you count 29 if you miss 28. So at least, we would say, you should count, but Safik bracha is the hakel. According to the Bahag, there's no mitzvah and no bracha, so we're going to count with no bracha. As an aside, and then to take a question, the sociology of this din, before I get back to the lumdus, the sociology of this din is reflects a very famous Gemara in Masechta Sukkah. The Gemara says that first the Gemara in Shabbos. The sociology of this din and of a Gemara in Sukkah reflect the Gemara in the second parak of Shabbos. The Gemara says that in general, when there's a takana, you have, let's say, Yontif Sheni Shel Galios, Gemara says that Chazal made sure to misakin Birkus HaMitzvah, the second Seder, you make a bracha on the matzah, bracha on the mar, and so on and so forth. Why? Well, the Gemara says, because if you're not going to have a bracha, kehech the leisul zazuli be. We made sure to have a bracha so people wouldn't take the mitzvah less seriously. If there's a mitzvah without a bracha, so then already people may not be as careful to keep the mitzvah. Because no bracha is probably not so important. And the wisdom of Chazal is borne out in the way in which Shmini Atzeres, the Gemara says, is an exception. That's the Gemara Masechta Sukkah. Mesig Yasvina Baruchalam Varchina, and you sit in Sukkah. If you leave a chutzlar, it's on Shmiyat Tzaras, you don't make a bracha. And indeed, that's a din that did get worn away over time. And when it comes to counting without a bracha, many people have the misconception that once there's no bracha, it's not really so important if you count or not. I'm basically out anyways, because I'm not making a bracha. So that's, as you see from once you open up a Gemara, you see that's not true. Rov Yishonu hold, you absolutely, the mitzvah continues. We're machmeh for the Bahag not to make a bracha. We're not making like the Bahag. We're machmeh, that's one shita, shita of the Bahag. So because of the Bahag, we don't make a bracha. But you said it correctly before. It's not that if Bahag holds it, you're out. We don't hold it, you're out. We just hold. Mishum kvo shel Bahag. You leave out a bracha, it's a safik. We treat it like a safik brachas lahakam. You've been waiting very patiently. Very clever. Very clever. Tosis up top was talking about something different. You're asking a very clever question. You're saying Tosis at the beginning said, since it's Rabbanon, I could make the bracha during Ben Hashmashas. Yeah. Now there they weren't talking about Safik Brachas Lahakal. There they were talking about Safik Drabbanon Lekula, which is not the same, but similar. In other words, Tosis they were saying, even in the case of Mbadai Chayiv and Sefiras Omer, but Sefiras Omer's Mazda is Drabbanon, and therefore I have the right to rely on counting during Banish Mashas and say, even though I'm not sure if it's Yom or Laila, but Safi Rabba and Lakula, I can assume that was Yotze. But you're saying, that's not the same, but you're saying then how do I make a bracha? It's a Safi. Yeah, but he meant, it was Yiddish. I mean, he meant to make a bracha and count Sfiras Omer. And the point was I have the right to be Yotze Sfiras Omer. If that's how I'm being Yotze Sfiras Omer, then presuming that I should make a Berakas HaMitzvah on that. On that. You're saying since it's only misafik, I shouldn't make a bracha. Interesting. I don't know. I don't know. Especially since, part of the problem is it goes back to, it's another facet I was saying before. The fundamental difficulty of the Gineum Tosis is it's a very unusual application of Safik Ravan Lakula. Usually Safik Ravan Lakula means that once you end up in the Safik, then we'll allow you to make them. Not that we'll tell you to go ahead and do the mitzvah in a way that is your safik yose, safik hayotze. Right, and you're right. If you were to apply in that way, why not say, well, do the mitzvah, but who says you should make a bracha? Maybe I should have bracha lakel. Right, that's a good point. Right, it usually doesn't come up because you usually don't apply safik bracha lakel that way. Right, so that is, now the comeback would be, okay, but if this is how you've been yotze mitzvah, then you're vadai chayiv to... This is the way you are being yotze in the mitzvah. But it, I agree, it's strange. It's strange, and one could have pressed to say not to make a bracha. Yeah. Yeah. That's a good point. Now, and then coming back to what you were saying before, the Prima Gadim has a kasha on it continues the kasha of Tosfos against the Bahag. Bahag says, Tosfos says, oh, I mean, it's every day is new mitzvah. Every day is new mitzvah. If I missed tefillin yesterday, chas v'shalom, I shouldn't therefore miss tefillin today. If I miss lulav yesterday, if it's still sukkahs, I shouldn't miss lulav today. If I missed Sfiras Omer yesterday, that's no reason to miss Sfiras Omer today. Implication being the Bahag thinks, no, it's one big mitzvah. It's one big mitzvah. Maybe he's right. How do you know that it's, how do we know that he's right? Maybe it's one big mitzvah. Well, the Prima Gadim says, no, I have a raya for you. The raya is, what's Tosis's raya that's 49 separate mitzvahs? Yeah, because they're 49 separate brachas. 49 separate brachas. You don't make a separate bracha on the luv and the yesrik and the das and ravas. You make one bracha. And sometimes we even make one bracha to cover multiple mitzvahs. But certainly it would be surprising for us to make multiple brachas on the same mitzvah. That's sort of strange. Right? That happens very rarely. So the Prima Gadim says, it's interesting, he doesn't, Prima Gadim wrote on the notes that came with Shulchan Aruch. So he presents it as a kasha on the Shulchan Aruch, not a kasha on Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch is referencing the sheet to the Bahag. So it's really a kasha on the Bahag. And his Prima Gadim's Rashi Tavor sometimes are confusing. Here's a golden example. Because Vav Yud Lamed usually means it's reducing a terror. Here it reduces a kasha. Right, here's Yesh Lahakshos. Yesh Lahakshos, Yikulu Chad HaMitzvah, Yim Arachim B'chol Laila. If it's all one big mitzvah, then you shouldn't make a bracha every single night, but Tzarech Iyan. Like he says, that's a kasha. It's really not a kasha mechaber, it's a kasha on the Bahag. Right? And that really, fundamentally, is not a freestanding kasha on the Bahag. Really, if you saw the Rosh, this plugs into what the Rosh said. The Riyad said against the Bahag, how could it be? But every night's a separate mitzvah, and the Prima Gadim really is giving the background for the Reed. And the Baal HaTos is we're convinced it's a separate mitzvah. Every night's a separate mitzvah because every night's a separate bracha. Yeah.
It's not that unusual to make a bracha a separate day.
Correct. That's because each day is a new mitzvah. So that's what. Tosfos is arguing every day is Sfiras Omer is a new mitzvah, so we make a new bracha. Not a separate mitzvah in Tarag mitzvahs. It's another iteration of that mitzvah. If I had a mitzvah to shake lulav yesterday, I had a lulav to shake mitzvah, the same mitzvah, but a new separate fulfillment of mitzvah of lulav today, so I make a new bracha. But if you're telling me no, all the Bahag seems to be saying it's one mitzvah Sfiras Omer with 49 parts. The mitzvah is one mitzvah to count from 1 to 49. Tosfos says that every day the mitzvah counts whatever day you're up to. And the Bahag say, no, it's one big mitzvah to count from all the way from 1 to 49. And you do it in 49 steps. And that's a one big mitzvah, and that's why if you miss 28, you're gone. Right? And everyone knows the famous Minchas Chinuch, how many people were born during Sefirah Shomer? Show of hands. That's it?
Amish.
How many people were born between Pesach and Shavuos?
This first day.
How many of you said that in the cast rate?
Right. How many of you at your bar mitzvah spoke about Zvel Minchas Chinuch? Should we count with the bracha? That's all based on this Bahag. I mean, you weren't Mekayim anything the first X number of days until your bar mitzvah. So how are you going to pick up now? It's love without Esrig. That's the Shaila. Should you count without Mishnah Brura talks about? Maybe if I know, a fellow knows in advance that he's going to be incapacitated at some point during right, he knows he already has surgery scheduled for in the middle of Sefirah Shomer. He's going to be unconscious for over 24 hours. This will be a whole day. He won't be able to count neither night nor day. He's going to miss the entire day of Sefirah Shomer. So maybe he shouldn't make a Yishrei Stot. Don't make a bracha. I know I'm going to miss day 11.
Hello.
I find out on day 8. They schedule a surgery for day 11. So Mishnah Berurah says, maybe Yishrei stop counting with a bracha. I should continue counting, but Yishrei stop making a bracha. Because according to Bahag, I don't say anything. I know in advance, according to Bahag, I can't. I'm not doing anything wrong. I have no choice. But Lamaisa, according to Bahag, it's meaningless. Right? That's why some posts can even say, discuss women typically don't dive in Meir Tefillah B'Tzibur. You don't dive in Meir Tefillah B'Tzibur, or don't dive. Women are not mechuyavos to dive in Meir at all. So then it becomes a lot more challenging to remember to count Sefirah every night. So some posts come to think, based on that, if a woman knows that past performance is no guarantee of future results, but if she knows the last 5 years she tried very hard but didn't make it to 49, so maybe she should count from the outset without a bracha because of the Bahag. You know in advance. Chances are you're not going to be kind of the mitzvah according to the Bahag, so why are you counting with a bracha even now? That's the classic understanding of the Bahag, and the Ri says, Tach Shver. And the Prima Gadim says, I'll tell you why it's Shver. Because then, forget it, we should make a bracha. The same way we see even bedika and beer as a single mitzvah, such that we make a bracha on al beer chametz on bedika that covers us all the way through beer chametz. That's even more surprising. So certainly, Rebbe Gadim is saying, according to Bahag, I should have made a bracha the first night of Sefirah Shomer. We make a bracha al Sefirah Shomer, Hayom Yom Echad Ba'omer, or Ba'omer, wherever you say, and then shine. They'll cover you for the next 49 days. Or not, but don't make a bracha last night. How you make a bracha every night? So that's the famous kasha on the Bahag. The kasha Prima Gadim, which presumably is what the Ri was already driving at. The Ri who in Tosis couldn't bring themselves to quote the Ri's kasha, the Rush did bring himself to quote the Ri's kasha, and Prima Gadim presumably is explicating what exactly underpins that kasha, yeah. I'm sorry? What about Birkas HaTorah? Does my chiyuv ever stop? I mean, we make a new bracha every day.
If you don't fall asleep, you don't have to make Birkas HaTorah for
the next day. But that's...
The whole Birkas HaTorah thing is...
The Birkas HaTorah is a fascinating question. It relates also partially to whether Birkas HaTorah is a Birkas HaMitzvah or not, which is a larger machlokas we've shown him. Very fascinating. But also bear in mind, but presumably the mitzvah is to learn every day. Now that's like lulav. That's like tefillin. So I'm going to be mekai today, and now I will again be mekai the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So that's a debate. That's the machlokas, whether is it the going to sleep, which is machayev the new bracha, or is it the new day, which is machayev the new bracha? That's why it's a suffix, what you do if you stay up all night. If you say it's the going to sleep, so then it's hesach hadas, or more than that, hesach hadas, and I'm not machayev to learn when I sleep. I know one Adam Gadol who used to dream about the sugyas that he learned. And he used to tell, when he was still in Moresh HaKolel, he used to tell his chavrusa every day, whatever it happened, I don't happen every single day, what he had said. They had been working on a difficult ksais, whatever it was, and left our Tzarechi, and sometimes he would come in and say that he dreamt of the Teretz.
No way.
Now, I know the Chavrusa. I know both people. I didn't hear it from the person, the dreamer. I heard it from his Chavrusa. To that, I'm not sure which part of that is most impressive. Is it most impressive that he thought of Terutz? Or I'm not sure which explanation of where the Terutzim came from is most impressive. Whether it was Matana from Shamayim, or whether he was so shakua and learning that his brain was still operating subconsciously while he was sleeping and coming up with good ideas. I'm not sure which approach is accurate and which one is more impressive. Either one is rather impressive. But Vida as it may, for most of it, we usually assume that you're not learning, nor you believe to learn while you're sleeping. So Brickstar is interesting, but the question is it may not be necessarily be the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't see why our solution to missing a day solves anything, because according to the Rav Shonim, you have to count with the bracha, and according to the Rav, you shouldn't count at all. And our solution was you count without a bracha.
Why should you?
We count. We assume the Ikra Dinyan Mokhayim to count. However, the Bahag holds you're not Mokhayim to count. Okay? So we're not making like the Bahag, but so we're going to count. But since the Bahag holds that our counting is worthless, it's harmless but worthless.
Right.
So it's a, according to Bahag, you're not allowed to make a bracha. According to Tosis, you should make a bracha. So we treat it as a self-derbah and lahakal.
According to the Bahag, there's no point in counting at all.
Right, there's nothing wrong with counting. There is something wrong with saying a bracha.
Right.
That's why he opened it. Tosis talks about, let's say, by Tfilas Kalim. Let's say I have a kli that I'm not sure if it's chayav Tfilas Kalim or not. There are certain cases Gemara has where it seems like it's a teku, it's a coated kli, or let's say I'm not sure. I bought this kli from a Jewish store, but I'm not sure if they bought it from a Jewish manufacturer or from a non-Jewish manufacturer. Something like that. And or so a case where I'm misupik whether I'm chayav, let's say it's the machlokas from Moshe Feinstein and Yaakov Kamenetsky, which is right in machlokas, I think the Gron of Tiferes Yisrael, about aluminum metals that are not on the list of the six metals mentioned in Chumash, in Parshas Matos. Chumash talks about gold, silver, copper, tin, iron, and lead. How about I have something else, like aluminum?
Like steel.
Steel is alloyed iron. But let's have aluminum cleats. That's a machlokas. Is that chayav in Tefilas Kalim or not? So we would say, you should tovo, but believe racha. That's a pretty common response. To say, mesupik, whether you're chayav to do something or not, so you do it, but you do it without a bracha, because it's not a bracha lahakol. But this bahag is difficult. So I had promised, which we will continue, we'll continue for 2 minutes now, and then Emirat Hashem tomorrow, two approaches to be miyashiv the bahag. And Rav suggested two different approaches to miyashiv the bahag. Which attack the two assumptions we're making about the Bahag. The two assumptions we're making about the Bahag are that he believes that what? That the Bahag holds that it's one big mitzvah and therefore you should make one bracha. So there are two points of attack. One is it really true the Bahag holds it's one big mitzvah? Sounds like it. I mean, after all, it does sound like it. That's why you miss a day, you're out. But is it true that the Bahag holds that there's one big mitzvah? And if it is true, and that we're going to take up the second point first, if it is true that the Bahag holds one big mitzvah, it doesn't necessarily follow there should only be one bracha. And that second point will lead us. We're going to jump in tomorrow. Some of you began to take a look at the sugya of charoses and the steer in Rambam's, or the shift of the Rambam's thinking about the mitzvah of charoses, whether the mitzvah of charoses should warrant a bracha or not. And then you may have even seen that rush that the Shai Gazari gets very upset about the relationship between Kazayas of Marar and the Bracha of Marar. And from those sources and the Baal Marar, Psachim, we will come to a chiddush in how Birkas HaMitzvah work, which will help us to figure out perhaps why it is that you have one mitzvah with multiple brachas. We will continue this Simrat Hashem tomorrow.